We on, bitch.
We're on. Breaking news. Well, by the time this comes out, it's not even breaking anymore. The Jonas Brothers have returned.
Hell yeah.
And so, stop it. And so has our shitty audio quality. We need to put this closer.
In honor of going back to our roots.
Throwback Thursday today. Also, in other news, Korn, your favorite band, Alice in Chains, and Under Oath are touring together this summer.
Because why not?
Because somebody asked for it, and it sure as fuck wasn't me. And I got an alert on my phone for it just a few minutes ago. This is now a recurring segment where we find out what is annoying Catherine this week.
I have something prepared. Right now, my Spotify Discover Weekly is annoying me.
Okay.
Because it seems to have caught on to the fact that I do have an interest in gay content. However, it's going in a direction that I'm not loving.
Okay.
Which is, for the past 2 weeks, I have had a minimum of 2 to 3 songs by past RuPaul Drag Race competitors.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the kind of music I'm interested in, because yes. It's all, like, very, like, it's comedy music of them kind of, you know, talking the lyrics. And it's like, but that's not what I just, like, want to go listen to, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't need especially this volume of it. Like, I think my Spotify Discover Weekly has just decided that I am a, like, 22-year-old gay man. Because...
Are you not? Have I been deceived?
I'm not. Like, last week, it was 3 different songs from past RuPaul Drag Queens,
mm-hmm.
and then the theme song from Queer Eye. And I'm like, while I am interested in gay content, why all of this all of a sudden? Like, that's the thing. It started 1 week, and it has not stopped, and I'm trying to figure out what triggered it. And I'm pretty sure Spotify has been spying on me, because I did watch a single episode of RuPaul's All-Stars.
That's what it is. That's
what
it is.
But I watched 1 episode. I'm like, I don't deserve this. I don't want this.
It's not torture, Catherine.
Anyways, that's annoying me, because that's not the content that I want on my Discover Weekly. If I want to listen to that, I will actively seek it out myself. You asked.
That's true.
You asked. That's true. I gave.
I'm sure that's how this works.
It is.
I've had a recent distaste for a lot of indie music. We've definitely had this conversation numerous times about how we just kind of, it all kind of sounds the same now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so many bands just really, there are very few bands that have an identity and a sound that I can be like, oh, that's them.
And I think part of it is also, it's so hard. Like, there's so much of the music mm-hmm. now, it's so hard to find. Like, there are bands out there doing interesting things. It's just so much harder to find them because there's so much more to dig through.
Oh, yeah. There is. You have to really swim through to get this shit done. Also, a thing we never do on this show is self-promo. Like, we've never done that. We've never talked about we've talked about it, but we've never said our Instagram handle.
Yeah.
And
I occasionally say DM us, but we never actually say
Never tell you where.
For a second, when you said self-promo, I thought you meant, like, our personal selves. If anyone wants to hire me, I'm interested. Just let that be known.
DM me.
DM
and
me.
Not proceed to tell them where.
Yeah.
Our Instagram handle is @letstalk2000s, where we just post 2000s memes.
Mostly Jason.
Mostly me, because I'm the one with the password.
I have the password, too. It's hooked up to my phone. I just forget it's there. I have access to 3 different Instagrams, and I'm not a social media person. But,
You're not social.
I'm not. I'm more of, like, the way I use any social media is I just kind of throw things out into the void, but I don't really engage.
Mm.
So, like, I'm that person who will occasionally find a meme, I'll post it, but, like, I don't, and then I text you, and I'm like, Jason, do the hashtag thing.
Well, I think we should engage in talking about the 2000s.
Boom. You're way too proud of yourself for
Boom.
That.
Boom. Boom. Got it. Cue the runway music. I'm assuming it's playing. If not, I'm gonna look like an idiot. I did very, this is the least research I've done for the past 22 episodes. Look how I've barely broken a page.
Yeah, you normally have like 5+.
I have 4, 3+ pages. This time there's just not a lot of time at work, and it's been a long week. I've just been at work. I've had no time to actually like sit down and really Google each thing.
I did about average for me, which means I opened up Wikipedia as we started recording.
So I just decided to just find a random list from some uncredited website, and I'm just going to steal from that, because that's what millennials do. Excuse you.
We do enjoy stealing.
Excuse you. So 2000s fashion, guys. We all know it. We live through it. It was our Pearl Harbor. Really, it was our D-Day. It was, what else was catastrophic?
Wait, what?
It was our H1N1. It was everything catastrophic. The 2000s fashion. Have you not been paying attention?
I definitely zoned out about mid-sentence there.
I saw that, yeah. Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah. It's getting to be that time for me.
It kind of, oh my God. If I can express to you, Catherine is sleepy, it's her bedtime almost. And if I can express to you what time it is right now, the sun has not set. It is 5:42.
Look, I'm usually shut off by now. I am not doing anything or using
Catherine
any brain
power.
Catherine
is the world's oldest 22-year-old.
True facts.
It is unfathomable. Like, I'm only tired because we just ate a shit ton of food from a Wegmans hot bar. So I'm dying from all the...
I'm just all the sodium. I'm just spiritually tired. I'm tired of this world.
Oh, God. Okay. 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 Okay, 13 Reasons Why. Let's talk about this fucking fashion, guys, because it is iconic. And most of the time, iconically bad. So, there is this list I found, and let's just dive right into it. Frosted lip gloss. I saw this being worn. I have definitely kissed a girl that wore it and told her to take it off.
I had some of that. I didn't wear it a lot. Like, it was definitely not something I wore often. But, like, I owned it because I was a young girl in the 2000s, and that's just how it was. Like, if you didn't buy it yourself, someone else would give it to you.
I don't know. Because lipstick, normal lipstick, fine. But anything above and beyond that, like that glimmery shit, like if you willingly chose to put that on.
It was all for aesthetics. And honestly, aesthetics, okay, lipstick, for what? Lipsticks gets dry. That doesn't get dry.
Yeah, but it's just...
Nice and goopy.
Ugh! Ugh, just like the look of it. It's just gross to me. It's like, it just looks like plasma. It's just, ugh. It's so fucking gross. But maybe it's just my male tendencies and projecting.
Wow.
I don't know. But it is just like, I never found it fashionable ever.
Get your toxic masculinity out of here.
Don't tell me that if you can't pronounce it right. Speaking
Max-alinity.
Of... speaking of toxic trucker hats, especially Von Dutch hats.
People still wear those.
No. I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. You only wear this if you live in a trailer park or you bought all your clothes from Goodwill.
Well, I do buy a lot of my clothes from Goodwill. So
all of it.
Come for me.
All of it. I mean, if I see you in a Von Dutch hat, this podcast is over. You're getting a punch in the face immediately.
Can't wait.
This person writes, I owned a Von Dutch hat. I didn't like accessorizing with hats. Even worse to this day, I don't know what or who Von Dutch is. I'm pretty sure I saw Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie rocking Von Dutch during an episode of The Simple Life.
Probably.
And that's how that blew up. Paris Hilton is a trendsetter, guys. Like, a lot of 2000s fashion, mainly because of Paris Hilton, I think. A lot of the stuff that she wore, like, just blew up.
I'm still upset that Alien from Masked Singer isn't Paris Hilton. Like, I'm still upset about that.
Oh, who was it? Was it T-Pain?
Alien?
Oh, no, Alien was, sorry. Alien was,
I was gonna say, if you look at Alien and think it's T-Pain, I have questions.
Because I thought he was, like, the furry one. I thought that was the alien.
That but they haven't alien... they haven't been unmasked. Well, okay, the finale's happened. I haven't watched it yet, oh. So I don't know
who Whoops. Buster is. Whoops.
So don't tell me shit.
I,
Alien was right. from weeks ago. I can tell.
Yeah, Alien's LaToya Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when that was guessed, I was like, oh, that's a really good guess. That's really good.
Well, the Paris Hilton was like, I don't think it is, but like, I really want it to be. So, well.
Yeah, she had a mild singing career, if you could call it that.
Like, I just want Paris Hilton to be on The Masked Singer. That's all I really want.
That's hot. Lace-up jeans. Just on a yes or no scale, would you wear these?
No.
Okay. if you don't know what these are unfinished jeans, really. They're laced from the sides.
But it's like there is a seam. The seam just isn't connected.
Yeah, it's just the design.
I feel like lace-up clothes in general. Like, people would do that with shirts, too, or in the backs and on the sides.
Yeah, if you want to look like a fucking pirate from, like, the front.
Yeah, people still fucking... Like, but, like, they
would. I get it if it's on the back. I see the back lace. They would do it
in the back and in the sides more.
Yes, that I understand. But the lace-up jeans is very 2000s try-hard slut. It's, like, super... Ugh. It was just, they say this might rock your world, but I had lace-up jeans that not only laced in the fly button area, but also at the bottom of the leg when they flared out.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I would often wear those with my pale blue shirt that laced up near the cleavage. Wow.
See, I mean... what I say? What I tell you?
Fashion. What I 2000s tell fashion, guys. This was just because I was young, especially back in the day when you're just getting into women, jeans with no back pockets. This was a great indicator of who in your eighth grade class or in early on high school had the hugest ass. Cause there was no pocket to like add more dimension. It was just like your jean, that denim, that ass.
I have nothing to say to that. That doesn't deserve a response.
The look of disgust in Catherine's face is just like, who are you? Granted, I was 15.
And 15-year-old boys be like that.
Yeah, it is. There's not a lot of depth into it. The bad thing is, I will say about women's fashion, is the lack of pockets that a lot of women have in jeans. Lack of pockets.
Even today, these are some of the biggest pockets I have, and still there are these weird side pockets.
We talk about Me Too and women's rights, but really, pockets. Pockets, pockets, pockets.
The topic I'm very passionate about.
It's a pocket topic.
Yeah.
Topic pocket. Mm-hmm. Hot pocket.
Like, I don't...
Jesus. Pocket monsters.
Get sued by Hot Pocket for slander.
I can never eat pepperoni pizza flavor again. That's a flavor.
It's a flavor.
Yeah. What were you saying? This is about pockets. You had a thought.
Oh, I want my pockets. Like, I don't like purses, so I just want to put all my shit in my pockets.
Yeah, mood. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hold that shit separately. It's annoying. I don't want to hold a bag to look after. Just give me big pockets.
That's why, this is not on the list, but cargo pants.
Cargo jeans. Okay, but those are awful.
Those are bad.
Those are just straight up bad. You can get pants with big pockets without them being cargo. I'm not saying I need to have, like, all my supplies in my pants. I'm saying I just need my pockets to be able to hold, like, my phone, my wallet, my keys.
Yes.
You know? Like, my neck, you know, my back. The essentials. That would be great.
Yes. I completely agree with you because women should have just as much pocket room as men do. My pockets are massive. Well, depending on the gene, but I'm just like, there's so much pocket here. And so also a thing that I'm tired of is that when I head out sometimes to the club or anything, is I must hold my girlfriend's phone and wallet in my pocket. So then I'm walking around with two square bulges in my fucking jeans.
And if you're the girl that
feeling
did
like
decide,
a cowboy.
And if you're the girl that did decide to bring a purse, what happens is you're holding everyone's
phone. I'm holding
phone
everyone's
and keys.
Yeah,
and
you are. Pockets are essential for human survival. Cargo shorts, cargo jeans. I will admit this. I was a proprietor of cargo shorts just because they were handy. And no one wore jorts. It's 2010, post-2010, no one wore jorts anymore. Especially the big baggy ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Big baggy jorts.
Those are pretty awful.
I rocked those pretty hard. I had my Marc Ecko jorts. I wore them shit till I wore them shits till they had holes.
Where's the picture, Jason?
I threw them all away.
We need to find, I think for the Instagram for this episode, we need to find pictures of both of us and what we wore in the 2000s.
I'll
do it if you do.
I will definitely try and find something. I know there has to be a picture of me in big baggy jorts that went up to my shins.
Yeah.
I had like, they were up to here. They were comfy.
Like I could probably even just like look up on Facebook now.
If I can find my MySpace.
Or is my Facebook that old? Actually, my Facebook might not be that old. Because I'm
my Facebook is not that old, thank God.
I'm but a young fetus.
Yeah, so if I could find an old picture, I will post that shit. I feel like it's not that hard to find a 2000s picture of you.
I'd have to, like, if I don't have anything on my Facebook, I would have to ask my parents. Because I was not allowed to have MySpace.
When was this in?
Okay, yeah, see, my earliest picture is 2010, so it's just too late.
Yeah, I can't segue into this. Jeans with the bedazzled pockets, the little rhinestone, the whole design on your back pockets, especially for guys. This was a big thing for guys. Look at this shit. Yeah. What is this?
I still see that shit in stores today. It's so disgusting. That's why I don't shop at Macy's. I always see that shit at Macy's.
This is for Christian rockers. This is for the... These are people with no taste. These are people that hate Mexican people and go to Mexican restaurants and rave about it. This is what these jeans are for. These are for people who play the guitar in their rooms and tell everyone, I'm pretty fucking good, man. I can play this. You want to hear Wonderwall? These are these guys. Look at these cunts.
Leave your computer screen alone.
This thing is old as shit. So you couldn't find any jeans with no pockets, so what do? Go to the opposite end of back pocket spectrum, of course. It is disgusting. It is... I really have nothing else to say about this. I wish this was a visual podcast.
Yeah, well, a visual podcast, so you mean a video.
Yeah, a video.
So a video.
No, but a visual podcast. Because then people
photo
can watch.
Slideshow.
Because then people can watch this on Spotify.
Maybe I'll assemble a photo slideshow for you.
Thank you, thank you. Just make a big graphic, and we'll just put VO over it. Yeah. If you see anyone you love, anyone you care about wearing, patterned jeans or the bedazzled jeans, you should immediately put them down. They should be euthanized. Do you agree, Catherine? You're texting.
It's important.
Okay, whatever. Because I'm on the phone, you're just like, it's supposed to be on silent!
Well, it's because you'll be, like, scrolling on Facebook shit, and my phone is on silent.
Speaking of silence, let's have a moment of silence for popcorn shirts.
You're so disgusting.
Yeah. I want you to DM us if you knew or you are someone who has worn popcorn shirts. Do popcorn shorts exist? I don't fucking know. But popcorn shirts existed, and this is weirdly fucking gross. I've definitely seen this on Xenon. I've definitely seen Melissa Joan Hart wear this. This is... It's... I don't know who invented this. Are they still being sold? And they are. They are. I think Taylor Swift wore one.
I feel like it's one of those that is...
That guy. I want to be that guy.
That's the only way it should be worn.
The only way. The only way.
Oh, the stripes are fun.
Ooh, this is fun. Look at popcorn
shirts. Honestly,
I
might wear that. If it was like a cool pattern and stuff, I might do it.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Boom. Popcorn shirts.
There it is.
It's the 2000s fashion. A lot of these trends are slowly coming back. Like the big trend now, or a trend, is chokers. And then we're seeing, these are the old plastic tattoo chokers with like the little squigglies. My cousin wore that shit all the time.
Sorry, this is actually kind of important.
Okay. Because I was going to be a dick about it.
But no, and I do have something to ask you related when we're done, but I'm going to cut this part out. moving on. Sorry. Okay. On. I should be done now.
Okay. tattoo choker necklace. Tattoo chokers. Would you wear a choker? I feel like you're not a choker person.
I would. I just haven't because the sun's done. Most chokers are too big for my neck.
That is true. That is true.
Because I have a tiny ass neck.
That's true.
I'm a small person.
Small.
But I'm not, like, against it. Like, I would wear one. Honestly, if someone gave me a tattoo choker, like, today, I would probably still wear it.
Really, Catherine's whole fashion sense is still stuck in the 2000s.
It's true. Like, honestly, it's, like, some weird mixture of shitty 90s, 2000s grunge. And it's primarily because I'm lazy, and I like to be comfortable.
So you would rock these, so you'd, bring back the halter tops?
Oh, no, I've never been a halter
top. Also, I love this picture because of, like, the back tattoo is super 2000s, bro.
It is, yeah.
For a woman, just, like, this, like, squiggly sun. It's so gross. It's like the Godsmack logo.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Yeah, it is not a flattering shirt. It is not, it just, every 2000s, like, movie you've seen that the people wear halter tops is never the most flattering thing. It just never looks good.
It just always looks a little funky. Halter tops are for young kids who don't need to look good yet.
That's true. Yes. Wearing a strappy halter top with our Old Navy flip-flops was why most of us looked forward to summer. This was a big summer look.
Yeah, no, I didn't wear them.
Pants? I think you wore this. Pants with messages on the butt.
I did not. Ha.
Fuck. Fuck. Fuck!
Ow, okay. Sometimes you peak the recording, and sometimes you just fucking peak my ears. Like, my ears cannot handle the volume that you reach.
That is a quote.
But you know...
That is a quote.
Well, you know what the new... You know what the new trend is for that?
Yes.
Like, the new version of that? Is the socks with the messages on the bottoms of them. Like, things like, if you can read this, get me a beer. And, like, shit like that.
Okay.
Because those are so in right now, and they're disgusting.
I like words on socks because I have my Star Wars.
But on the bottoms of the socks on the bottom, dumb jokes.
Chad has some. Since I was just with him, he got them at Sundance, and he had the they say 80 on, it's a wine bottle in black, and then Coppola on the other sock.
Oh my God.
But, you know, he worked for that. So, ooh, that's interesting.
See, you scrolling down Facebook again.
Sorry.
I see you.
I was going to quote you.
Yeah, I know. You can do that, but you're just scrolling.
So, pants with messages on it, but, like, hi haters, bye haters, sassy, cutie, couture, juicy. Juicy was the big
Juicy's
one.
Juicy's a classic.
Juicy is a classic. And it's glittery on your butt. And there's nothing worse than seeing those pants slowly degrade over time. And the words erase.
You know, one thought.
And get dirty.
Technically, this wasn't 2010, or 2000s, but 2010. In the early 2010s, I did have a pair of shorts with my nickname across the butt that my friends and I made as a craft thing.
Okay. Passable.
Yeah.
Passable.
But it was a nickname, and I wore it primarily, they were, like, comfy, like, sitting around the house shorts. You know?
Speaking of fucking gaucho pants, I am segueing all day today. These are things I think you would wear.
Oh, I definitely owned a pair of those.
Yes.
In the 2000s.
Yeah. I feel this.
These were this really ugly brown color. Those were so in, though, because it's like, I kind of look like I'm wearing a skirt, but I'm not.
I feel like these were like the original yoga pants.
Yeah.
They were big, loose sweats.
And mind you, I was, like, elementary school, early middle school when I owned those. So, like.
They were called the gauchos, and I miss them. While wearing gauchos, it felt like my lower body was
ensconed
in a very forgiving cloud of fabric and mystery.
Honestly, even before you said that, I'm like, if someone offered me a pair of those today, I would not wear them in public, but I would absolutely wear them around my house.
Yes.
So comfortable.
They look very comfy. I definitely like the way they make male what's like there's like a female one.
It's like skirts, but without the like issue of with more flapping. Mobility. Yeah, it's like skirts with
it's like a skirt, but without the exposure.
With more mobility.
And without the exposure.
Yeah.
Because it's just like you're wearing a skirt. It's just
skirts get awkward when you like bend and like
sit walking down up the stairs.
And things like that. Yeah.
opening a door.
What the fuck? What do you think wearing a skirt is like, Jason?
I don't know, dude. No, I mean, I was thinking about dresses, like short dresses.
Some reason. Oh, well, no. Well, those are longer.
Yeah, like when Britney flashed her vag that one time. You ever see that? She was wearing a really short skirt and, like, paparazzi caught, like, a flash of her vag when she was trying to get out of a car. And she was like, where are y'all going? It's just, it's really funny. I have a lot to say about this next topic, airbrush shirts. I knew family members. I knew people. I had friends that wore airbrush shirts.
Did you have one?
I did not because I wasn't. Where's the lie, though? I did not because I had some sort of self-respect. Some.
Just a little bit.
Not a lot. I mean, look at this. Cash me outside. How about that? Look at this. Oh, my God. I know what to get you for your birthday.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I saw this in all the Latinos I knew always had something with their name on. Yeah. Or, like, a person that died was airbrushed on a shirt.
Yeah, I feel like it was such, like, a, also, like, a touristy thing. Like, any if you ever went to a theme park, there was at least one kiosk doing this.
That was the original thing. And then
at the beach.
It slowly somehow caught on, and rappers started wearing airbrush shirts. And then kiosks in the mall. I mean,
fun and colorful and customizable.
Bieber fever.
Yeah. Airbrush. So, like, I think I get why they were, but, like...
Blake.
I mean, not gonna lie, I love that design.
Oh, I've seen this one a million times when I was a kid. Tigger.
Oh, yeah.
Airbrush Tigger. That was awesome.
Honestly, that UFO Sonic. One, though, if I had something, like, not my name,
but I definitely just, had
like,
a cousin.
An actual phrase, I would super wear the
UFO I definitely one. Had a cousin with that one on. He wore that one. The Sonic one. The SpongeBob one.
Some of these just look shitty, though.
No, these are mall ones. These are ones you get at the mall that everyone would buy at. Like this is an airbrush memorial photo. Like, this guy...
Some of them are really well done, though, and some just look like garbage. Like it's kind of like how tattoos, like, you'll see some... Like, some tattoos look really nice, and then you see the ones that look like someone fucking drew on you with a Sharpie.
Also, like, this airbrush shirt of a guy who died in 2016, the fact that they knowingly bought an airbrush shirt in 2016 shows that they didn't love you. Someone died in 2018, airbrush. Airbrush boy, the Betty Boop, Puerto Rican pride. Puerto Ricans wore airbrush shirts. If you're a Puerto Rican, DM us because you knew or you did wear airbrush shirts. Airbrush shirts are a sin against humanity.
Damn.
Look at this shit. I'm Jesus. Definitely going to get you that.
Please don't.
I'm gonna send it. You have to give me your home address, and I'm gonna send it to you directly home.
That literally has the lowest bid of $86. You're telling me you're about to drop that much money on that shitty ass shirt?
If I get a bonus, probably.
Jesus Christ, Jason!
I can't wait till it's just like you're gonna rock this shit hard. You're gonna kill it.
I am absolutely not gonna.
You're
wear
gonna
that.
Kill it. Look at you! Oh my God, I have to. I'm definitely posting this on the page.
That's so fucked.
This is
Instagram
wild.
Will take it down. There's a nipple on it.
Oh, that's true. aside from airbrush shirts, I don't know how to describe those shirts, but they were the shirts that were always in black or white that had, and at times red, they had the cartoons as, like, thugs, like the cartoon thugs. Like, I don't know how to describe the shirts to you, but they were, like, SpongeBob was, like, a drug dealer and thug shirts. They were just cringy. They were incredibly cringy, like... This one, the Elmo pimp one. There's always a lot of SpongeBob ones. Thug Bob.
That's so disgusting.
Thug Bob low pants. Where are they? There were so many more. There was a million of these. Like, have you never seen these?
I've seen them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been alive.
Yeah, so that was a big thing for, like, the longest while, is, like, these kind of shirts, and they were very cringy. I always had plenty of friends represent, baby, Popeye. I think you'd rock the Tupac shirt.
No.
Tupac tie-dye.
No.
Thug Life. So, basically, those were shirts that people wore and that I knew for so long. I don't know when they went out of fashion. I want to say 08. Because I definitely stopped seeing them then.
Yeah, those were a shorter term
trend. I think studded belts should come back.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because I feel like there was that time when it was crappy, but I feel like...
I think they died with, like, the scene trend.
Yes.
That's the thing, like...
But I feel like if you wear them properly, I think you pull it off. You know what I mean? Studded belts. I was never actually cool enough to wear one of these because Hot Topic intimidated me at the time.
I always really wanted one, so desperately, but I never got one.
I never had one because I never went that far. Because I knew if I bought one, my parents would have the idea to hit me with it.
Oh my god.
So it was just more of a preemptive strike. I feel like you were a butterfly clip chick.
No. Only when I was like 5 and my parents were doing my hair.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. But yeah. I never really actively wore them myself.
No hair accessory has ever been underrated as the butterfly clip. Overrated.
Well, I mean, I think it's useful. It's just like...
Hair clips. It's not just like butterfly clips. Also hair clips. Like little... the bow hair clips and shit. Yeah. Rhinestones! Rah. Y'all remember when Lil Romeo had everybody wearing them? Bandanas with rhinestones on them? Fashion... 2000s fashion was a sad era. Yes, Lil Romeo... bandana. He had rhinestones on him and people rocked that shit. Like, look at it. Look! This kid was a rapper. I have not accomplished this much in my life. Lil Romeo. Look at the, like, they... He was a fucking rapper, man. Stupid crazy. Yeah. Fucking rhinestones. Rhinestones should not be worn... Unless, ironically. Unless you're having a 2000s party. Rhinestones were the equivalent to 14-carat diamonds. Tweens are not at all intimidated by a lot of bling. So, rhinestones were just poor man's diamonds.
Yeah, pretty much.
I cannot... Seeing the word echo is bringing back war.
So triggered.
War flashbacks. So triggered. I am triggered. Juicy Couture... Rockaware. It's the Rock! FUBU. That motherfucker who made FUBU's on Shark Tank. Billionaire.
I don't remember FUBU's. Not by the name.
Yeah, because it's not your market. It's not marketed towards you.
What does that
you.
Mean, Jason?
You're white. That's what I mean. Okay. God damn it. Okay. So, Echo. I had a lot of Echo back then in middle school.
Of course. That actually is so on brand.
I had a fair amount. I had my favorite Echo jorts. I wore those forever. Echo jorts. You are blown away right now.
I'm not blown away. I'm just not surprised. I'm disappointed, but not surprised.
If I had known where I would be right now in life, I would have never thrown them away.
Oh my god.
I would have brought them here and be like, yo. My jorts, my favorite thing about jorts is they're like a before, they're kind of like the before pants when you lose weight. You're just like, I used to wear these. Oh, and then you drop them and you're like two sizes smaller. Yo. Amazing. I had my cousin had that one. My cousin also had that one, like the original Red Echo Rhino. This logo is iconic. This was iconic to like the 2000s.
Yeah.
This is like
that Rhino.
Mark Echo had a time with money. My brother had that one. I liked if you had Echo, you were the shit. Echo was in Madden 2002. They had like an Echo team and like the Echo brand on Madden. Echo was everywhere. Rappers had this shit. I had the black and gray one, and I had it match. This is how 2000s I was. I had my outfit would be blue jeans, the Mark Echo shirt with like the black shirt and the gray logo, and my new release Jordan 2s.
Pictures or it didn't happen.
I
pictures or it didn't happen. Find a picture.
I'm telling you it did.
I need a picture.
This is around the time when Jordan was re-releasing shoes.
I demand a picture.
They had the ones, and then I bought the twos.
I demand a picture.
With the black and grays. And Mark Echo was everywhere till I don't know when. There was an Echo store in the mall here that was open till like 2008, 2009, before like Echo finally went away. I owned this shirt. I'm having war memory. I'm having triggering flashbacks right now. I had a friend who rocked this shit all the time. The Echo Graffiti logo. It is wild. It is quite the time. I had these. But they were black. They were black and gray. Silver. These are comfy shoes. I can see you in a pair of J's.
I like comfy shoes.
Yeah, they're really comfy. Yeah, Rockaware. I wasn't a big fan of Rockaware. Just because I didn't wear them. I preferred Mark Echo way better. We're Rockaware by Jay-Z. Rock Nation. Everything. That was huge. Juicy Couture. That definitely wasn't your thing.
No. I was youngin'. That's my thing now. I don't even know if it was in the 2000s, but all denim everything is now my thing.
I feel that shit. Like all denim everything, bro.
All you have to do is look in my closet and just see the row of denim.
I can see it.
Like my 90% of my closet right now is just flannel on flannel on denim on denim. Like, that's 90% of what I wear. It's either flannel or denim.
You sound like a farmer.
That's just who I am, Jason.
Flannel.
Let me live denim, 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 denim. I like to be warm.
Denim. Denim shirts. Denim skirts. Denim jackets.
I don't wear denim when I'm home, though. Denim hats. Only out and about, because I don't believe in wearing real pants when I'm home.
No.
The only reason I'm currently still wearing real pants is because I have not been home long enough to change.
denim jumpers, denim vests. We wanted different colors of denim, different washes. Now we have arrived at the topic that is... Actually, no, I have a few more things. Baggy shirts in general. Baggy shirts were like, you know, just wide. But I feel like baggy shirts are coming back. But not wide, but more like tall tees, like slim. You know what I mean?
I think in terms of like higher fashion, but I don't see it a lot in casual wear. I see like celebrities wearing like the really long shirts and stuff. But yeah. I don't know if I necessarily see it.
I wear it all the time. Not this shirt, but I own three. Because I'm tall. It makes me look taller and slimmer. And it fits to my body pretty well. And it's loose.
I wear a lot of baggy clothes because I'm a small person. And it's hard to find things that aren't baggy. And also, they're comfortable. Like, this sweater is actually too big for me. That's but true. I specifically bought it this way because I like having built-in mittens. I have to roll them up in order to use my hands because otherwise...
I like built-in mittens.
Yeah, dude. Same for, I have a pair of sweatpants that have like, you know, the scrunchy elastic end. Yeah. And I can just pull them over my feet. Built-in socks.
It's not even like.
That's how I like to live. And people be like, oh, do you need gloves? And I'm like, nah.
No, dude, I got it.
My whole hands.
I got it, bro.
And that's how I like to live.
Do you feel like you're a transformer? Like,
yeah, dude. Look at this. Not stretching my shirt out. This is just how I live.
It's like you stopped growing.
This is how I live.
How is this possible?
I
feel like to you it's genius what you're doing.
I agree.
No.
It is genius.
Baggy pants, baggy jeans. I definitely owned a lot of baggy jeans to the point that a lot of them would rip. Because like they were so baggy they would like hit the bottom of my shoe and like hit the floor. They were super baggy.
Yeah.
And so, but you were never not comfortable. Right. It would just be airy.
I mean, can't relate. I wore flare jeans because that's what was in.
What flare jeans? Okay, spell fucking
like
bad.
Not quite bell bottoms, but like
less
extreme version.
Yes. Like these. Oh my god. This is great. What the fuck? Yeah, flare jeans. Yeah, definitely. I feel that.
Yeah, that's
this was big 2000s.
Yeah. Like, they're not quite bell bottoms. They're not that extreme.
It's just like smaller, just a little more airy at the bottom.
Yeah.
Like a boot cut. Like a boot cut. Speaking of cuts, low rise jeans.
Yeah.
These
so low to where they were almost exposed.
They were just hovering over your bed.
And it's funny because it used to be like, yeah, it was like the lower they were, the hotter. And now it's like the opposite where it's like high rise jeans are really in. And I prefer the high rise.
I prefer them.
I don't like these jeans because they don't come high enough for me. They're like, not even quite low rise.
This is iconic.
Yeah.
Like, is that Hadid?
Like, it's so Gigi uncomfortable Hadid. Having them so low on your hips. Like, it's much more comfortable on your waist because they just don't fall down as easily.
Look at Keira Knightley, killing it. Letting the world know that she does cardio.
Oh my god.
Look how low. That is low. That is.
And that's why so many girls in the 2000s had eating disorders.
Yes. It is of low-rise jeans.
Can't wear low-rise jeans if you have even anything resembling a muffin top.
No. You cannot. So if you do, stop it. Put them down. Do not wear that.
Just generally don't wear them because they're uncomfortable and they just don't look that cute.
They don't look that fucking good, guys. Like, it's not. You don't need. You can show off your midriff, but this is just, like, beyond the means. Because look at young Rihanna. Pre-Chris Brown Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
Low-rise jeans. There's been talk, because we're on that group, that of bringing back low-rise jeans. There's, like, this. There was articles about bringing back low-rise jeans. Like, no. Do not bring this back. Do not bring this back. It's terrible. Ah.
Is that the end of your list?
Yeah.
I do have a little bit of beef with your list.
What's your beef?
So much of it was women's fashion.
Yeah.
Like, focused on women's fashion. Yeah. And I'm like, the men had some really awful fashion trends, too.
Oh, dude.
And I feel like that wasn't focused.
All right, here's...
Because I think part of it is, honestly, in society in general, I think, fashion-wise, women are treated a little harsher in what they wear. And I think that's why.
All right, here's some men's stuff. Pop collars.
Yeah.
Bad.
Preppy polo shirts with pop collars.
Polo, light-colored cargo shorts. Look at this.
Like, especially layered. My dad occasionally wore a polo shirt. Spiky hair. To be funny.
Spiky hair.
You know how they sell those visors that, like, it's a visor, and then instead of a top of a hat, it's just, like, fake spiky hair?
I don't know who had it worse, like, men or women.
Like, visors?
Men or women.
Huh?
Men or women had worse in fashion, because I think men were just awful.
It was really bad.
Men was obvious. You can tell who was a douchebag.
Yeah.
Extremely distressed.
Just like the jeans are barely hanging on.
They're barely hanging on. Ed Hardy.
Yeah.
Ed Hardy.
Shit. We need to talk about this shit too.
Fuck Ed Hardy. Everything. This was Jersey Shore era. Gross. Ed Hardy is gross.
Oh yeah.
None of this is amazing. Douchey. None of this is amazing. Large diamond earrings.
Oh yeah.
I remember that. I definitely knew fools that had that shit on. It's worse when white guys did it because it was just obvious that they were all trying to be like Eminem.
Yeah.
That they were the next best white rapper. Hair bleaching.
Guy Fieri still rocks.
Guy Fieri is still kicking it. I thought this was a guy from Sugar Ray, Mark McGrath, but it's Ethan Hawke. Von Dutch trucker hats. Again. Even men wore that shit. Homogenous cargo shorts.
Humongous.
Well, they are homogenous as well. Look at this. I had.
Those are disgusting. Like the ones that go past your knees.
And it didn't help with Crocs. Crocs are awful. Patchwork denim jackets. A perfect faux hawk. This was a big thing. Faux hawks were. God, Livestrong bracelets. A perfect faux hawk. Livestrong bracelets were the guys who played lacrosse, were the guys who were in all athletics. Cool preppy guys. Hey, what's going on? Hey, yeah, man. They wore like Abercrombie and like the Livestrong bracelet. Livestrong bracelets was like everyone had bracelets, and I didn't know where to get Livestrong bracelets, so I just got other bracelets, like an army bracelet and like a charity
bracelet. I feel like those were always given away for
free. Those are big. Yes. Genko jeans. Genko jeans. Bah, 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 bah. We need to have a 2000s themed party, Catherine.
It'd be so disgusting. I love it.
Genko jeans are the antithesis of male dominance. They were the most comfy jeans ever, but look at that back pocket. When I talk about pockets, this is what I mean.
Like,
no one needs
back pockets that big. That's just, like, shit swinging against your...
I can't reach that deep. Like, this is crazy.
Pockets longer than your arm.
Belts with three rows of studs. Obvious. Blindingly white Air Force Ones. Yes. Absolutely. Air Force Ones, when that song came out, yo... Everyone was rocking Air Force Ones. You either had the low top ones or the high tops. I was a big fan of the high top ones. I didn't own them because they fucking cost money. They're still sold. And they still cost as much. Nelly Air Force Ones. Have you heard this song?
I don't know.
We'll get past the ad. But Air Force Ones were the fucking shit. Soul patches!
God, disgusting.
My coworker still has his. He still wears it. Soul patches are for members of 311.
Nah.
My Air Force One. This was... I love 2000 because there were shoe themes. There were shoe themes and clothes themes. Look at this fucking soul patch. Look at this guy. You know who this guy is? Ben Affleck. It's Ben Jesus. Affleck. Look at him. Beer in hand. J-Lo waiting to leave him.
Looking dead on the inside.
Dead on the inside. Soul patches are not cool, dude.
No.
It's hard to tell my coworker to shave that shit off, but it's still there.
Honestly, this next look, I don't mind.
Turtlenecks with jackets over them. This is the...
I personally don't mind that.
The quintessential black uncle, Coolio.
I think if it's worn right, it can look okay.
I think this is still a thing because Idris Elba, I've definitely seen him style with the turtleneck on.
I think it's one of those fashions that isn't necessarily 2000s, but it's recycled from another decade, and it's just one of those that keeps getting recycled.
Yes. Large button-down shirts open to reveal a plain undershirt beneath. That was me. I wore this.
Wow. I'm so surprised by this statement.
Go fuck yourself.
That doesn't seem like something you would wear.
Shut up. So, as you can see, Freddie Prinze Jr. rocking his shit heavy. This was a big trend. Just wearing these kinds of undershirts as your actual shirt. People still do this, and it's gross. Like, it's not meant for that, bro. Nylon or velour pants, likely from Adidas. Look at this shit.
That's also such a pose. I love it.
Dude, where's my car?
Oh my god. Wow. That is not a movie that aged well.
Also, peep the beeper. Peep the beeper.
Oh my gosh.
The beeper. There's a picture of Ashton Kutcher. Oh, this is the image I'm using for the Instagram.
Great.
2000s as fuck. The colored shades, the gold, the fake gold chain, the rings. What is happening here? Really tight shell necklaces.
Oh my god, the shell necklaces!
Catherine's triggered.
That triggered me. I definitely had a few of those.
Shell necklaces. I had one.
Those were super in.
Those were big. Like, you knew the kind of guys, the blonde-haired white guys with the Abercrombie and the shell necklaces.
Like, Goes to and Beach the, once comes back with one of those, especially. Like, if you've been to the
Tans beach, once. Tans once. Someone said basically everything in this picture. The fucking hair, the shades, the open shirt. Aaron Carter, the epitome of men's fashion in the 2000s. It is disgusting. It is, dude, I'm telling you, there's so much.
I know. That's what we can do a part two.
I don't know if we can agree on who had it worse, women or men, because I think it's equally shared. I think
everyone lost.
Everyone lost.
Everyone's a loser.
No one wins in this shit. Awesome. Album of the week. Catherine.
Nah, fam.
No?
I need to look up one, as usual.
That's true.
Stop being surprised.
I will pick Fall Out Boy, Infinity on High.
I'm still working.
Just because it's great. Also, if you haven't heard the new Jonas Brothers song, I highly recommend it. It's amazing to hear people do music without the Disney machine controlling them. Have you heard this song?
What?
The new Joe Bro song.
Oh, hell yeah. What do you think I did the first thing I did when I woke up this morning?
You're right. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna go with Rock Steady by No Doubt.
It's a good pick.
Thank you.
I think we can... I think next week, I believe, we might be able to squeeze this in. I think we should finally dive deep into My Chemical Romance, because we do have Hannah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I was going to say, we're going to have to...
Hannah was asking me the other day about this.
We're going to have to invite a friend.
We're going to have to phone a friend and talk about My Chemical Romance.
We can't do that episode without her.
It is impossible.
She knows more than us combined.
If we just hit record and let her talk about My Chemical Romance, we could just leave.
It's just Hannah's podcast.
It's just Hannah's podcast.
Yeah.
We don't have to do much of anything at that point. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in. At Let's Talk 2000s on Instagram.
Come for the memes.
We're everywhere.
Stay for also the memes.
Come for the memes. Stay for the memes.
Nothing else. Nothing else. We have nothing else to offer you.
Nothing else. Goodbye, people.
Gucci.